Gimel and Ksubos Chaf Hei Tevish Hei Tov Shem Mem Beis, January 20, 1982, on Wednesday.
Now, we ask the Gemara of Moshe Kavanu. Now, in that Gemara, so I discuss the value of the Gemara in Pisalema, Dam Habura Merva, with Dam Utsor, the author of Gimel and Lesatsu Utsor of Ishor. So the question arose, how can the Gemara ask such a child? It all depends. We should ask the Chosu whether his kavone is one satsme, or the kavone is lidam. I mean, one chosn might have one kavone and the other chosn might have the other kavone. How the child says the child? So we explain that in two ways. According to the Rashba Shite, that when a person is mischaven, let's say he closes the door of the house in which there is a tree, and he is mischaven to protect the house, and he is also mischaven to apprehend the tree, so the Rashba says that it's muta. And we explain that the Rashba means it's muta midraise, only by Shabbos it's muta, because there is a loch of lachas machsheves. So even though the Gemara says in Sochem that in kol akere kule, so if it's loy efshia, become mechaven, so alibi the Rashimen is certainly also. And a little bit of review this, Abaye says it's muta. And the Rove says it's also a little bit of review this. And we pass like Rove. So here, it's the same thing. In other words, what do you really have shall become a habit? He has to pass by, let's say, the van. And because he has to go to work. And on the corner of the van, so they are living a makta firas of the Zohar. And if he passes by, he'll enjoy the fragrance of the Kteiras Lavrizor. So he has to go there anyway. But he decides, since he's going there anyway, and he unavoidably he'll enjoy the fragrance, he might as well be in a habit to enjoy the fragrance. So in such a case, so a little bit of Rav Shimon Gemara says, everybody is made in Sosa. A little bit of Rav Yehuda Abaye says that it's muta. But Rabbi says, he's not with the Rabbi there. So here in this case, where he has to close the door of the house anyway in order to watch the house, and then he decides, since he has to do the same act anyway, in order to watch the house against the loving, so he might as well be having to apprehend the tree as well. So how can the Rabbi say it? So he said that by Shabbos, since there is a law of Nechaz Machshavos, so according to the Rajbo, it's Mutam and Raisin. So that's how we explain, according to the Rajbo. We explain it in Solim Adam Chabura Merba. So the Rajbo, so the Gemore, has reference to the case where he says he is only the Chabura Merzatsu. But if in the case where over and above the Kabone of Merzatsu, he'll also have the Kabone of Midam, so then if we say, like the Rashba, that midraise it will be muta, but still midrabonon to be osea, because maybe he will be tempted. So maybe midrabonon, so if we say that, in other words, when Gemore, so Gemore has reference to the case where he says he's determined only on a satsma. He's determined only on a satsma. But if we say, in the case where he'll have the additional kavanah of Lida. So then will be either a Miseraise, some Melanie Drabonon, Midrabonon, he will be Osea, even if he has a Kavone just like a Satsme, because maybe he'll be tempted to have the additional Kavone too. But if we say that Midrise will, he will not do a Misamloch, even if he has both Kavones, so but Midrabonon is Osea when he has both Kavones, so maybe in the case where he says he has the Kavone, only on the Satsme, so it should be Mudal Hatrile. And that's that. Now, according to the Ram, so we explain that by the Gemara, Ilkim Soleiman, Dam Chabura Merba, Lidam Utsoy, Yosef, or Yumel and the Satsme Utsoy, because as the Gemara says, that Reif Kimhe, so many of the Shem explain, it doesn't mean Reif Kimhe, it means that both people, so sometimes it's nizdamen to them, bilet derech hatoy, but usually it's not derech hatoy, and there is a tzarkah, so it is an union of Korah with secretion, and we saw that there is a machleket Hashemim where the Korah with secretion is osea or it's not osea. There are some Hashemim who say that Korah with secretion is osea, Korah with secretion is osea. So Mimele, the Shaila is, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lidamutzor, or Lamuasatzmutzor. In other words, he said, the Gemara is referenced in the case where the Chosin tells us that he's not mischaving to be made Tidah, but he will, he's only mischaving on the Satzm. But it's called the Tikreche, there'll be Tzertah. Even though Rav Kimei, so many of the Shem explain that Rav Kimei means not the Trov Akim, but what it means is that most people sometimes if you have a Hatoye is nizdamen to them Kisume Barude. So Mimele it's not 100%, but it's called with secretion. Just because sometimes a Bilada Hatoye is nizdamen Kisume Barude, but it's called with secretion. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Intim Salema. So if Dam Chabulemer, but with Dam Utsor Vioser, or if Yumelan was Atzme Utsor Vishore, since he's not mischaving actually with Dam, but it's only called with secretion, so Mimele, it's Lan was Atzme, it's considered in mischaving, and it's Mutea, and then the Gemara says, we can tell him, and it's Atzme Utsor, it's Dam Mele Kose, so Allah is Rabbi, Allah is Rabbi. That's how we explain the Gemara according to the Ramshite, not according to the Ramshite. Now, but that we can explain the Gemara that way according to the Rishonim who say that the Pshat in the Gemara of Rav Kimei is not that Rav Kimei, but it means Rav people, so sometimes it's Nizdamen, but on the contrary, usually it will not result in a Bila Derech Hatoye, even if the Chosin will be mischaving to make the Bila Derech Hatoye. So, in all probability, he will be made Zidam. But there is a possibility. It's that it will be Nizdamen to him. So, maybe we can explain that about the Gemara. How about the Rishonim like Tosfos, who explained the Gemara, Reif Kimei, simply, that it means Reif Kimei, that they are Boki. The Abaki, so then we couldn't explain the Abai of the Gemara that way. So, what is the Abai of the Gemara? Now, my son Rav Moshe told me a remarkable pshat, and it seems very good, the Gemara seems to be very good if we explain it that way. When the Gemara says, Ike de Amre, Yitim Soleima, Abdam Chabura Merda, Lidam Utsorich, Vyosah, or Yitim Al-Nesatsu Utsorich, Vishore, so it's not that the Gemara has an abayu as to whether, when he's bail Lidam, the Kaboni is Lidam, or the Kaboni is Al-Nesatsu. I mean, that depends upon the Chosin. So, we have to ask him, so the Gemara shouldn't ask what the Chosin does, what kind of Kaboni he has. But the Pshat, the Gemara is not asking an Abaye. The Gemara is saying, "In Tinsoleim Adam Chaburim Erber." So, in the case of Nidam Tzorich, so the Gemara says, "The Nitzosa." If the host tells us that he will be mischaving Nitzos Adam, then we have to tell him Nitzosa. He's also to be the Rebbe of Mitzvah. In other words, if the Chosin will tell us that he will be mischaving only when a satz made, then it will be short. So it's not that the Gemara, has an abaya, what kabone he has. The Gemara is saying, if it's only Adam chavure merbea, so then it all depends. If the chosn tells us, he asks the shayah, whether he's allowed to be veil to us mitzvah leil Shabbos. So we tell him, if the chosn tells us, lidam utzorich, that he is, he will be the chavim, Litzos Adam also, so then it's also. But we think to lay mal on us, that's me, sorry. But if the Chosn will tell us that he will be mechavim just on us, that's me, so then he's sure. And then in the Gemara, but we think to lay mal on us, that's me, sorry. There is still a possibility that even if the Chosn tells us he is going to be mischavim, lam us, that's me, we damu melekose, so maybe it's still also. Even if the Chosn tells us. So in other words, and from some of the Rishonim, I noticed an expression that really indicates that's the way they understood the Gemara. Of course, the Pashas HaLoshim is not that way, the Pashas HaLoshim. But we cannot explain the Gemara has not buyer, what Kavanah the Chosn has, so we have to ask the Chosn. But the Pharisees, the Gemara is saying, in Tzimtzaleima, Dam Chabune Merbea, So then, lidam utzori chliosa. If the Chosn tells us that he will be mechavim lidam, so it's osa. Or if you know, in the case where but it's possible to say that in the case where the Chosn tells us that he will only be mechavim on his atzmei and not mitzos adam, so then it's still more. There is a possibility that he showed it. But there is another possibility. That even in the case where the Chosn tells us that he will be mischaving only on the Satsmei, he will not be mischaving with Tzoras Adam, it is still, in Dam Milikose, there is still a possibility in Tzoras. It's not so fortunate. Maybe Halachic Rav Yehuda, or Halachic Rav Shimon. But the third Gemara says, in other words, if we don't, if we are not Chesh at Halachic Rav Yehuda, and if we assume that the Halachic is definitely Rav Shimon, so then, in the case where he tells us that he will be Lanosatzme Yitzorir, so then it will be shown. Alright, there are some Rishonim in the Shin Kubet says that have an expression that really indicates that they explain the Gemara that way. Now, Mosif Ravana, Hamatis Mose Bishab, Im Asis Lopeh Chayo, Vim Heitzim Menulei Chakot. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara. So what is the halacha of Hamatis Mose? Hapitziach peh. So in other words, if there is an abscess and there is leicha, there is pus, and then so he squeezes out the pus. If the kavana is the Rambam says kiderach she'orif imesi, he wants to open up the pesach to bring in air and to be made. So hachlis leitzi. So that's a pesach. So that's binyan. So in latis lo peh shemischavim yapeiso u latis lo b'mis lo pesach zeli mocho. So it's a pesach. So it's binyan, and there is binyan even balechayim. There is binyan chayim shemisak in pesach v'chayim shembeine. You ask from binyan balechayim. You see by even as a tail. So then is chayim v'imheitim menolecho. But if the kavone of the reife who squeezes out the pus is not to form a Pesach that will be able to bring in air and to be made. So then, it is pot. It is pot. Now, so, why is it pot there? So that, so in other words, according to Tesis in Shabbos of Gimel, and Tesis in Yume, Tesis in Shabbos in Kerikabene, so the reason as to why he is pot there is because it's a Melocha Shem Tzvi Hulgu. In other words, Mitzvahs, Paschens, like Rav Shimon, most Rishonim Paschal like Rav Shimon, that Melocha Shem Tzvi Hulgu for his father. So Memele, so that's why he's Rehitzim and Alecho. Now what is the Melocha? The Melocha is Binyan. How is the Binyan constituted? Because it Pesach Lahach is Rehitzim. But if the Kavone of the Reite is only to squeeze out the pus, because the pus is detrimental for the person, so the Melech is not interested in making a Pesach, Lahachnis or Eitzi. So maybe it's a melacha shenis rilu gufa. It's a melacha shenis rilu gufa. So that's why it's potter. But ordinarily, melacha shenis rilu gufa, even a little bit of shimon, is also the rabbanon. But here, mishin tzara di gufa. So the chachamim dispense with the yisa the rabbanon of melacha shenis rilu gufa. So the question is, what kind of a kashi is it here? So there, he makes him like a potter. So, bekaimen am potter und muter, lechatrile, bitzie shabes, ikashi am imam deosa, yahainame, leheitzi dam, so what kind of a shaykhas is it here? So, Rashi from Rashi it appears that when you squeeze out the blood, so then, it is, then, you also meet it, I'm sorry, when you squeeze out the pus, so together with the pus, with the leche, blood will also come out. I mean, this is the question of mitzvah. Sometimes, when you squeeze out pus, from a nake, from an excess, so no dam comes out, and sometimes, dam also comes out. So the kashi is, insofar as the union of Pesach is concerned, so there it's Pesach, and here it's a question by Dura Smith, it's a question of Kabbalah. But in Matis Mose, so besides the problem with the Pesach, because when you do squeeze out the pus, so the melee you form a Pesach, Lahakis Lahetzi, too. But his Terech is not to form the Pesach. His Terech is just to get rid of the pus. Because the pus is a poisonous element in the organism. So maybe it's a melacha shenis rilu gufa in regard to the Yisrael of the melacha of Binyan. But that's one problem. But besides this problem, this question of Binyan, there is another problem with Chaburah too. Because when you squeeze out the pus, so you squeeze out blood also, together with the pus, blood also comes out. So melee, so it involves not only shayle in the melacha of binyan, it also involves shayle in the melacha of habure. So bishleime, from the point of view of melacha's binyan. So we say it's a melacha shenis rilu gufa, so melee, so there is no melacha deraisa, and as far as the Rabbanon, so mishin tzare, the chachomim, were matter. But there is another problem here. Besides the melacha of Pesach, of Binyan, together with the pus, he's in all probability, he will squeeze out blood too, so it will involve the chabure as well. So what etzer does he have? And the melachas habure, and the spa, so bishle in regard. So we have to explain Rashi Shite. Now, the Rashi Shite, we saw that Rashi Shite in Shabbos, that I'm here, is explicitly contrary to the Shite of Dor. So maybe, according to Rashi, we cannot explain Matis Musa on the basis of Dor Hashem Mitzchavim, because the situation is this way. Because Rashi says, in the Sugi of Tzot Halozim, that they say, Shaino Hosom, the whole Kamo, Dichoi, Michal Yitzvei, Keicha Nuritzvon Domei, so it says, Vichy Komar, Vichy Komar, Vichy Komar, Shimei, Psikhei She, Dichayu, Dabke, Psikhei She, Dilich Beslei. So then it's Chayu. But you can hear it's more than Lich Beslei. Here it's Lo Yichal, he's upset, he's unhappy. So by Shabbos, it's not in Rachel Makele. So Rashi says, Agavuche, Vichy Ka, Vichy Ka Amrino, and the leader of Shimei, Psikhei She, I mean, Psikhei She, Dilich Beslei. So he doesn't say, Hayim Sikresha di Michalei, but Hayim Sikresha lo yich beslei. So Rashi Shite is that Sikresha even lo yich beslei. So he's Hayim. So Mimele, so Rashi couldn't explain Matis Mursa on the basis of Sikresha yich beslei. So Rashi has to explain on the basis of Melocho Shinitz Rel Gufo. So what is the Kasha of the Gemara? What's the connection between Matis Mursa and Matis Mursa and Bilas Mitzvah? The answer is because the Makshin assumed that Matis Mursa involves two melochas. It involves a problem with the melocha of a Pesach, So insofar as the melacha of Pesach is concerned, so we say that if the kavana of the reifa of the dakka is just to get rid of the pus, because the pus is a poisonous element in the system, so then it's a melacha shem tzchil gufo, and melacha shem tzchil gufo is mutam reifa. And as far as the rabbanon is concerned, so mishum tzare the chachamim more matter. But there is another problem here. There is a problem of melachas chaburet, because together with the pus, in all probability, blood will also come out. So, and when the blood comes out, and we have to say that the blood that comes out, is srichol gufo, because the blood that comes out is good for the system, the fact that this blood comes out. That's how we have to explain. So in regard to Chabure, we cannot say there are two melachas involved in Mabish Mose, according to Rashi. One is melachas Pesach, a binyan. So as far as the Pesach is concerned, it's a melachas in Israel before. But he, no probability, he'll also squeeze out blood, and that blood is it's good to get rid, to pull it, to extract it from the system. That blood that comes out together with the pus, just as the pus is a poisonous element, so the blood that comes out together with the pus is also a poisonous element. I mean, that's how we have to explain it tomorrow, according to Rashi. So why is it mutar? The answer is because how did we explain Rashi Shita here? That why is there a mitzvah mutar? So we explained Rashi Shita that's in line with Rashi Shita in Zvochit, regarding Zalki Yaira Dabinishi. So that Rashi Shita is the only reason as to why Tzikreishi is also there, because since it's impossible to chop off the head of the Balchai without killing the Balchai, so then it means that it's not that chopping off the head of the Balchai is one act and killing the Balchai is another act. It's Hayah, is the same and identical act. So Mimele, Rashi says, in view of the fact that it's possible to pour wine under the cholim of the Mizbeach, with decays, dakis, with minute drops, not in the form of a jet, so then it will not extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So Mimele, it's not a tzikreiche, even if he pours with deepest gases in the form of a jet. So what's the pshat? Because the only reason is why tzikreiche is osea, because tzikreiche means it's the same act. So a person cannot say, I wasn't mischaving to kill the tzikreiche, I was only mischaving to chop off the head of the tzikreiche. It's a half, because it's impossible to chop off the head of the tzikreiche without killing the tzikreiche. But if it would be possible to chop off the head of the tzikreiche without killing the tzikreiche, so mainly it would be considered two acts. So then it would be considered a mischaving. So mainly, since if it had been possible to pour wine under the mizbeach without extinguishing the fire, so then the pouring of wine under the cholim of the mizbeach and the extinguishing the fire would be the same act. But since it's possible to pour with depays, that is, with minute drops, so without extinguishing, so that means that it's two separate acts. So it's mutar to pour even with different gases. So mainly the same thing, according to Rashi, since it's possible to be there in Bilas Mitzvah, so mainly, we cannot say that the act of Bile and the act of Chabura is the Taina, if it would be impossible to be there in Psula without being made to Dam, then it would be the same act. So we manage execration. But since it's possible to be very Tzulo without being laid down, and Rebbe Skime, Hilkaskome, even if a certain person happens to be a ladybucky, but since Rob Abdi, so the melee we cannot say it's the same act, it's already different act. So then it's Muta. So the melee, according to Rashi, this is the Kasha of the Gemara. Because when he squeezes out the pus, when the doctor squeezes out the pus, so I suppose that there is a way to squeeze out the pus without being lazy down. There is a way. So we may lay, even if he does, even the doctor is not so such an expert, and when he squeezes out the pus, he will necessarily squeeze out them together with it, but it should be mutter. It should be mutter. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. How can anyone say that it's also to be the Yodios Mitzvah? Why is it also? Because that chosn himself might not be bought. So you may, it will necessarily entail the itzah's dam, but we see Gabi Matis Mose, that he hates him in a way, so it's futter. And it means mutter. So why is it mutter from the point of view of Asiyas Pesach? Because it's Melochah Shem Tzrei Lugufo. But it involves another Melochah besides Asiyas Pesach. It involves the Melochah of Chavune. Ordinarily, when the doctor squeezes out the pus, so he's made Sidam as well. And as far as the Sidam is concerned, so it's good for the system to squeeze out that blood together with the pus. So Mimele, it's not the Melochah Shem Tzrei Lugufo. Still it is mutter. So the reason is why it's mutter from the point of view of Asiyas Pesach is the Melochah Shem Tzrei Lugufo. But why is it mutter from the point of view of Asiyas Chaburo? Because it's not in Tzikreshe. Why is it in Tzikreshe? Because it's possible for certain doctors to squeeze out the pus in such a cautious way that they shouldn't squeeze out blood together with it. So anyway, even if that doctor is not such an expert, so it's still not a tzikreche, because it's different day. So here too, by the mitzvah, even if the chosn is not a boki, but since really skinny, so anyway, it should be a raya that it's two separate texts. And it's mutter, just as it is mutter for the doctor to be Matis Mose, in spite of the fact that in all probability he'll squeeze out blood. So the Gemara gives the Teres, hold some poki the Yorkia. Hoche poki is the low Yorkia. Hoche poki is the low Yorkia. So, in other words, that over there, even if he will squeeze out the blood, so that dam that comes together with the pus is already detached from the system. So he doesn't involve the Meloch of Chabure in any way. But the only Meloch that he does involve is the Meloch of Pesach. So as far as Pesach is concerned, if he's not interested in the doctor, he's not interested in having the Pesach. He's just interested in getting rid of the pus. So it's a Meloch of Shem, so it's Mutter. And there is no Meloch of Chabure. But Hoche, 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 here we can say, those who say that it's also the mitzvah, that it's chabura mechber, it's not mishket poki. So the male it involves in the loch of chabura. And even though it's not mishabe, but since this chosn is not a poki, so the male for him it is a situation. So the male it can say, even though it's possible to do the biras mitzvah without it as done, but in the particular case where it's not the boki, so it's also for him to be very worthy. Ravame shorim libo b'tchilo b'shabbos. Ravame was matir bilas mitzvah on Shabbos at the very out. Omri rabbonon b'mitzile k'suve. Sile k'suve also means because the rabbonon knew that the k'suve was not a siyatrit. So it's not a siyatrit. And there is a loche of also mishei shoachas. Ishte do exuva, so he's not allowed to, and in other words, if one is Boal Ishte, who is married to him, but if he didn't give right exuva to her, so with Rabbonon it's Bilas Mus, so how can he, alright, so, as far as Chabure, so he says, Idolashim is Chabur, but in that particular case, the exuva was not as yet executed, and that Shabbos, of course, he cannot try the exuva, so Mele it should be Osea, because Shosha Achas the Luxuve, so it's a Bilas Muslim in Rabbanon. But it's really true. Oh, no, no, what? It's so without it. In other words, in order to avoid the Isa of Bilas Muslim in Rabbanon, so it's not necessary that the Luxuve should be written. As long as there is a certain guarantee, in other words, if you'll be taken without it, a security for the Luxuve, so it will not be calibrated. Why is it Bilas Muslim in Rabbanon? Because if tiksubi was not eaten, so it's kalabina b'itzio. That's why it's also for the husband to live with her. But if there is a security, so even without a tiksubi tawfalin, so she already has a security. So the mele it will not be also in the rabbanon. So that's why it's mutal mivu through the Shabbos, even though the tiksubi was not eaten. At the sum it out in Kula mit out in the Hashem the Mash from Shibu Tzvoso, at the Yichtivu Shtar Tzvoso, at the Yichtivu Shtar Tzvoso, in Shibu Tzvoso. Rav Zvi Chomim Nimu Bikro Bishabes, Ikelam Rav Zvi Bukhe Boal Bikro Bishabes, Rav Yude Chomim Nimu Bikro Biyom, Oma Rav Pagin Mishnei Drobe, Loi Teine Biyom Tel Bishor, Ho Bishabes Oseh, But Vladimir of Bushabis Tamisho, Umay Sejoyo Kahoyo, the Shiloh was asked about Yom Tov. But the reason is why Rav Yehuda was not here, because Mitzvah Yom Tov is not because of his special heter on Yom Tov. But, and Shabbos is also Mutter. It's also Mutter. Rav Kofi Mishmei Yerobe Omar, no, Yom Tov Shore, the Shabbos. In other words, that it's because of his special heter on Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov is it's mutter, the Ruach HaSech HaNefesh. So, because of that, so Bilas Mitzvah is also mutter. But on Shabbos, it's also because of Chabur. Rapote Mishnei, Rapote Shil Rodo Amar, Bilom Tepshor, and Shabbos also. Omo Le Rapote Le Rode, Rapote, Mai Daito, Miteir, Shil Yitzcho Chabur and Yitzirer, Tu Konam, Shil Lo Yitzirer. In other words, you say, Rapote said to Rapote, you say that it's only Mutter and Yom Tov, but on Shabbos it's also. So it's not on the basis of the Lashon Yisrael. So you say it's also. But why is a Yom Tov Mutter? I'm going to check. If a Yom Tov is Mutter on the basis of the Lashon Yisrael, so it would be Mutter on Shabbos too. So if on Shabbos it's also, yeah. So then it's considered the Melach. So why is it Mutter on Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov, there is a heter of Yichol Nefesh. And since it's mutter to shech, now what is chabura? Under what melacha does it come? According to most rishonim, it comes under the melacha of itiras nishomi. Now itiras nishomi is hutro itzir echol nefesh. Shchite al yom tov. So is mutter itzir echol nefesh. So the meila miteich shehutro itiras nishomi. That's the av melacha. The av melacha itzir echol nefesh. So it's utro the tone of Nitzir Nishome, of Chabure. Of Chabure, also Nitzirah, not Nitzirah Chometesh, because on the basis of the Aloha of Nitzirah. So, my life of Nitzirah, she utro Chabure Nitzirah, who can have a Shabbat Nitzirah, and on the other hand, is Mutma Beyond it. In other words, to make incense, to put spices and Geholim. So, there, the Gemara in Beitze says, it involves two melachas, it involves habore, when you put spices and the holy, so you burn, it involves habore, and it also involves kibbutz. It involves kibbutz, in other words, the placing of the spices and the holy results in a diminution of the fire of the holy. So it involves two melachas. So he says, Elamato, since you are matter Bilas Mitzvah, because of Eichel, and only on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, it's also, so it's on the basis of the Aloha of Miteich. Otherwise, you cannot explain the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. There is a, it's Mohomo Shabbos. Shabbos is a skile, it's a chorus, Yom Tov is a lav. But it's the same, except one difference. Eichel Nefesh. So if on Shabbos it's also on Yom Tov, it's Mutter, it's on the basis of Eichel Nefesh. But this is not Eichel Nefesh, so it's on the basis of Miteir. Since it's Shchite, because Shomi is Mutter, with Eichel Nefesh, Mamesh, so it's Mutter for another Tzerech too. So Bilas Mitzvah, which involves Chabure, which is the tongue of Mutter, Shomi, so it's also Mutter. So it's on the basis of Miteir. So it should be Mutter to make Mutter, to make incense, and the Mishneh, so the Mishnah in Beitze says that Rav Gamliel was not there making incense on Yom Tov, on the basis of Miteir, but was not there incense. The Mishnah doesn't say why Rav Gamliel was not there. גם גמרי עוז מטר, בו זה חכמים מייסרים, סוב מון אפשר, איך יסי דו עשי מצרים, דו עוד תוצרם שבס. So I'm going to be smutea because of mutaniach. So mugna should also be mutea. Why do the Chachomim say in the Mishnah in Beitze that mugna is osaranyonte? Making incense is osaranyonte. We have to be clear that hutro avor litzereach, hutro name, shalom litzereach, omorei, olech omakro, asher yochel chol nefesh, dom asher yochel chol nefesh. So I've got to say no. So, enoch name, I say that duas mitzvah is osaranyonte. And I want to fit smooth. Why the smooth I want to fit in the old Allah of the Moloch of Chabure? Because of Miteich. But then you ask, so we should say Miteich, we got to look at it. So in other words, we only say Miteich, we only say Melech HaSechon Nefesh is what Muteh, something that is a necessity. But something that is a luxury, so Melech HaSechon is not Muteh. So in other words, incense is a luxury. It's not a necessity. It's not Dova Hashem L'chol Nefesh. So the mayor we can, but the last mitzvah is Hashem L'chol Nefesh. So, but Mugmer is Osea because it's a luxury. So, Omer Yerach Makash L'chol Nefesh, Dova Hashem L'chol Nefesh. Omer Rabachet, Rei Devot, and Rabache, Ramatel, Uzdamu, Yitzvi, Yontev, Hoyu, Yishem L'chol Nefesh, Yochanan, Yosa, Mishchate. I mean, the average person doesn't even eat it. So only the affluent people eat a tzvi. So the melee should be also, when you say it's also tishach, it's also tishach, a tzvi, and then so from this Gemara we see that the halacha of Shavu L'chol Nefesh is not only in Svore, in Miteich. Without this Gemara we could say the halacha of Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that it has to be a necessity, something that is common to the average person. But not if it's a luxury, only for affluent people. So that's only halacha in Miteich. But in Echol Nefesh Mamesh, it doesn't make any difference. So it doesn't have to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But if this is so then why would the Gemara ask from Tzvi? Tzvi, so it's Echol Nefesh Mamesh. It's not based upon the halacha of Miteich. It's not based upon the halacha of Miteich. So the Gemara. So why does he ask from Tzvi? So it's a raya that the halacha of Shavu L'chol Nefesh applies not only to the halacha of Miteich, it applies to Echol Nefesh itself too. In other words, you wouldn't be allowed to cook if the cooking involves just a luxury, not something that is a common need for the average person, for the average man. So the Gemara asks, one of Shachita is Allah, it has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it should be also Pishach to Tzvi. So he said, oh no, I know Dovah Ratzin L'chol Nefesh Kamune. Tzvi Tzorech L'chol Nefesh. If you could say that eating meat is a luxury, then you have an honor. So it would be also to Shach the Hege. But eating meat is not a luxury. I mean, every person, the average person, eats meat. So namely, the act of shchite, shechting the balchai, is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But the choice of the balchai doesn't make any difference whether he shechts a bull or he shechts a tzvi. As long it's the same, is the same act. So namely, as long as the doing of the melacha is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, the fact that he decides to shecht this kind of a species, a chai or a tzvi, That doesn't make any difference. Suppose he would decide to shech the bull. So then he would be mutar because it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So if instead of shechting the bull, he decides to shech the tzvi, and that's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, but it's the same melacha, he doesn't involve any other melacha. So the melacha, shechting the tzvi, is also considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So, tzvi Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Omar, Rav Yaakov Bar Yehuda, Rav 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 Yehuda, So that's from the Nechuse Vatnan. Who you move the zero, she can be zero, or it's Sheva Shonim Achiris. Or it's Sheva Shonim Achiris. In other words, the Mishnah says, Tilni Amalko, she was a Gieres, so her son went to the army, so she was very worried, lest Chassu Sholem something will happen to the son. So because of that, she was a Tilni Amalko, was a Hasido, a Tzitkonyes. So she was in Deres, Sheva Shonim Nizires, Bechutz Loretz. So, Nachutz Loretz is Mikamel. So, the Halacha is, so, Ruah Bisirah, Bisirah Paschim, Tilna Malko, that even though she counted 7 years Miseres and Chutzlaretz, but since that Miseres was Bitumo, not Bitaro, then when she decided to settle in Eretz Yisrael, so Bisiro Paskin, she has to count Sheva Shonim of Miseres again, in order to have Miseres Bitaro, because Chutzlaretz, Eretz Amin is Bitaro, so it was in Miseres Bitumo. So in other words, the Yehoye was the Chumre. Still, we use the expression Hoyruo. So it's a raya that it's possible to the word Hiroye is possible, even the Chumre. So the Gemara at first has to mean Hiroye Isa, because to pass through a Chumre, you don't have to know much. In other words, if you don't know a Heter, so then you have to pass through Isa, and you cannot. If you don't know definitely that it's muter, so no matter you have to pass for Isa. Mashainke, Hiroi Leheter requires a thorough knowledge, because you have to be sure, that this is so. So the Gemara thought that it's not shayach to say Hiroi Leheter. So the Gemara says, yes, it is shayach. Vatan Eru Abishir Shnizirot Shel Hashem Achilis, Vin Amikon Italia Chud Hashem Rashim Yisrael Gubay Dino Rav Yakev, Divrei Rebbe, Rav Yakev Vim Afronika. Here Rav Yichrede Rav Yakev Om Ravune In Aloche, Hoyer Rebbe Krav Yakev. Here, Omer Abune in Aloche Krav Yakev. Kamnachem Bayitzrof Masnohoche, Omer Abaguye, Shor Rav Yishmoyer Ben Yaakov Ben Mitzur, Esadich and Mitzayden, Vano Shame, Maro Libo Bitzur Bishabes, Omer Yosea, Omer Yosea, Viyuchese, Muta Libo Bitzur Bishabes. You have to forgive me. Okay.
Shimbim Dal Hapsuos Aleph Shvat Hetov Shimbim Beis, January 25th, 1982, on Monday.
Not like those. Rashi says that by Nehei, in Shabbos, in the city of Atzot Chalos and Bapetze, Vichy Koma, Reb Shimon, Vichy Kamrinon, made Reb Shimon Psikrei Shei, the higher, but in the case of the Chalose, it's more than Lichtus way, it's a Lichtus. So then he'll be potter with the Raitse, because it's not in Rachet Machshavah. So Rashi says that in the case of the special Lichtus way, then will be in the height. So in other words, Rashi is Chalik and Oroch, not only on the Rabbon level, the way Eishwes and Suves is Chalik and Oroch, but on the Raitse level, he is Chalik and Oroch. Like Teisa Shite in Shabbos, on Gimel, and like Teisa Shite in Yumed, on Dalet. So that's Rashi Shite. So how will Rashi explain the Gemara that Rambam is Rashi? Moshe Rabban, Hamat is Moshe in Shabbos. In Rashi's law, per chayt, in Leitzim in Leitzim in Leitzim. So Rashi says we can't even put on the Gemara that Teisa Shabbos. Kasher on the Osa, the Hainamu Leitzim Damu. So in other words, so according to Rashi, the Kashi of Ravani is, because in the case of Matis Mose, even though he is mischaving just to squeeze out the pus, not to squeeze out dam, but that involves the itself dam as well. So, and still it is muta. So here it should also, because mitzvah should also be muta. So we explain it, that according to Rashi, so Matis Musa involves two problems. One problem is the problem of Bia, of Pesach. So insofar as the Meloche of Pesach is concerned, of Bia, of making the Pesach Lach, Nisalahitzi, so we say that it's a Meloche Shem Yitzchak Legufo, and even though Meloche Shem Yitzchak Legufo is also the Rabbonon, even a little bit of Rav Shimon, but the Mokim Tzayres of the Chachoni were Makh. But there is another problem involved in Mappis Mose. Besides the Meloch of Pesach, that's the Meloch of Chabure. Because when you do squeeze out the pus, so you squeeze out blood with it too. And the Melee, so it should be also. But if we say that Bilas Mitzvah is Mutter, why is Bilas Mitzvah Mutter according to Rashi? How do we explain Rashi Shite? Because Reif Kimei, so in other words, so since it's possible to make a Bilas Mitzvah without it as now, so even if somebody is not invoking, so according to Rashi Shite, that as long as it's possible to be bizarre with dipping duckings, so that it will not involve a kibbutz of the fire on the Mizbeach. So even if he pours, even if he spills with dipping gases, so it does involve the kibbutz. So it's not a situation. So that's why, according to Mandoma, the Bilas Mitzvah is Mutea, so it is Mutea. So in other words, so the one who says that Bilas Mitzvah is Osea, so he holds that even though it's possible to do it without the situation, so, but if it doesn't in such a way that it does involve a situation, so it is Osea, so the name of Matis Musi should also be Osea. Because too, from the point of view of Milaches, Binyan, so we say it's in Loch Shinsel Gufa, the Chachomi or Matia, but it also involves in Loch of Chabure. Because it entails the Yitzhak's Dam, so it should be Osea. So why do we say it's Mutea? So we must say that since a bookie, let's say an expert, is able to squeeze out the pus without the tzaras dam. So the melee, even if the one who squeezes out the pus is not such a good actor, and he does entail the tzaras dam. But since it's possible to squeeze out pus, a bookie can do it without the tzaras dam. So even someone who is not a Boki should also be allowed to do it. So in melee, the same thing should be true regarding Bilas Mitzvah. So why does one Mandoma say that Bilas Mitzvah is Osea? Bilas Mitzvah is Osea. So the Gemara says, Hoche Poki Dui Osom Poki Viochi. So he doesn't involve the Melocha of Chabura altogether. And only the Melocha of Binyan. So as far as Binyan is concerned, so we say it's a Melocha Shemitzel Gufo. But Hoche Poki Dui Osom. But one point we have to explain according to Rashi. In other words, the Machshin Rabbani assumes that just as here it's Poki Vloyokia, so over there it's also Poki Vloyokia. And still it is Mutar to be Matis Mosi. So, from the point of view of the Lachel, of Binyan, of Pesach, so he says it's Lachel, it's Relugufo. But the question is, why is it Mutar Mitzat Chabure? So, why did Rabbani assume that it's Mutar Mitzat Chabure? Because since it's Boki, a Boki can squeeze out the pus without its own dam, so even someone who is not a Boki, it's not considered a obstruction. But maybe the reason is why does Rabbani ask Kikashi, maybe the reason is why it's Mutter for the doctor to squeeze out the pus, because for the same reason that it's Mutter from the point of view of Pesach, even though by squeezing out the pus, he remains a forms a Pesach of Lachim Zolenti. But it's Melocha Shemitzchelei Gufo, the doctor is not interested in making the Pesach Lachim Zolenti. Even though it's formed, but it's Melocha Shemitzchelei Gufo, so maybe from the point of view of Chabura too, it's Melocha Shemitzchelei Gufo. So we have to say that according to Rashi, from the point of view of Chabure, it's not an option to go before. Because that blood that comes out together with the pus is a harmful blood. In other words, by squeezing out the pus with the blood, he really cures the body. He really cures the body of all the poisonous elements. So now it's considered. So it should be considered like Melocha Tzricha L'Gufo. So he couldn't explain the Halacha of Matis Mursa B'Shabes Im Heitim Melocha or his Potter U'Muter. So on the basis of Melocha Shem Tzricha L'Gufo, as far as the Melocha of Pesach is concerned, so it's Melocha Shem Tzricha L'Gufo. But because he's not interested in having a Pesach that is also Lachis Leitzi. But from the point of view of Chabure, it is in Lachis Leitzi. Why? Because by squeezing out the pus, he cures the body. So the Mele, if he cures the body, so even though he's not interested in having the blood itself, but he is interested in curing the body by pulling out the pus, and that involves also its own dam. So maybe it's considered Melocha Tzricha L'Gufo. But we could argue that since he is not interested in the dam per se, but he's not squeezing out the dam in order to perform an experiment to make a blood test in that dam, so maybe it's still Melocha Tzricha L'Gufo. But, so apparently Rashi Shita is that since it is necessary to squeeze out the pus that also has dam in order to cure the organism, so that the organism will function normally. So the male is considered Melocha Tzricha L'Gufo. So on that point, there seems to be two shenes in the Ritva and our Gemara. Now, you see that the Ritva says, in explaining the Gemara, he said, "About the solution of it, the solution of it was that the mechitzim and leich hapota who parish to be duped the hapota who put al chatzile. The apple got the Israel pay. Had we got a shem mischab shemuda, we didn't have some terapshim. If we shachem kashye hocham ishmuel josa with the rab, we get out the idea of the rabame. The chaburas dam psulim, the chaburas leichel the mose shomne. Usfirle the hocham idamutzol, upischem meile ukosi." ובדינו דבר שמשני ידעות עושה שמי להם משני פסע רצות מכל מחבו לחי את רבשים ועל דבר המשחב אין עושה שהאחד עלי כמשחב דימור זו עשי לפה אבל דרפה מדמייסי להסביר לי כרבה דבר לי אומר חכון עם רבשים אני במדובר שמשחב מודע כאילו דבינו לתפוץ עלו בדרובה ואמרו לי דון דהוסו דימור זה פוקי דרוקי אבל הוכה פוקי דרוקי the Abtish and Ishaven Ritzi Dam, Ishabur Sasa, Ibn Shmuel, who pierced the pocket we all, the pocket we all, the Abba Gabi with Raisa Poki, Hoshit, with Shin Mugler, the Boso, do the daily Midome, Mikomok in Kim, the Pokin Gambe, whom we do exas in Kene, also with Rabona Mushendemel and Huda, the Hemjashrach. The age matching a mile in the channel, the horse on him she is having a little later. Abad al Dimhubere, see, having a location in Sikhali Bupo, she will put a matere, who will mock him to your shore to Rabona Missa Shabbos, Gabinoch, Abono, Abohoke, Miloch at Sikhali Bupo, he, Lahari, she is so, when he tells him, the horse on Amin Loch at Sikhali Bupo Hoshi. He will show also, we hope you will hold it. In other words, since He squeezes out the pus together with the dam in order to cure the sickness so that the organism should function more normally and more properly, so it's considered to look at Sri Guru. So then the Ritva says, we love milsim. In other words, he holds that even though the purpose of squeezing out the pus together with the dam is in order to cure the organism, so that the organism will function more normally, so it's still not considered melochat zichrei gufo. Why? Because when is it considered melochat zichrei gufo? If he needs the dam. But if he doesn't need the dam, it's not considered melochat zichrei gufo. So then he says, v'lav milsi, elokach turuka shel kush yezu, d'rabba mekayin alei, d'leichem nitket pof, u'mishulochem muta. We want to see Melocha Shem Tzichon Gufo. Elo Shem Yishabe, Usfira Lai Dav Dav Suri Mifket Poto. Kibu Shem Yemur Lai Vibosa. We are about to see Tzorach Lai Gufi Shal Dam, Ein Lai Eseya. Kibu Di Pesach Ne Meila Ade. We want to see Melocha Shem Tzichon Gufo. We want to see Melocha Shem Tzichon Gufo. We Yizbei, Isa De Rabonon, Miyaz, Vichem Yeram Pesach. So, there are two things. So that the Ritva's Pshat is similar to the thesis chart, we'll soon see the thesis, and then we'll go back to the Ritva. But there is one finish in the Ritva. The Ritva Shite, I don't think that this is thesis Shite. The Ritva Shite is that even the more has a bayah, whether Damsulim is Mifkat Poki or Damsulim is Habura Me'aba. We said that it's not Mistaba to explain that child on the basis of Mitzias, where the Mitzias is Mifkat Poki. But it's a question indeed. Since the damsuling is able to be detached, that's the Derech HaElom, so the Mele, it's not considered as a Habune, as a Meloche of the Tolder of Nitzvah Lishon. After all, what kind of Meloche is Habune? It's a Tolder of Nitzvah Lishon. So the Mele, it's not in Shalom, it's this, whether the dam is by being made to damsuling, whether he causes a wound or not. He certainly, I mean, the mitzvah is that through the bilas mitzvah, he removes a certain membrane. So melee, that's like a wound, like making a wound. But the shayla is what kind of meloche is habure. A told of Nitzvah Sishon, according to most Hashem. According to Rambam, it's a told of Nifari Kodosh. But according to most Hashem, it's a told of Nitzvah Sishon. So the shayla is whether this kind of a wound, even though it's been CS, it is a wound. But since it's aiming to be eating the dam, and that's the Derech HaElom, so the melee it's not the told of the Derech HaElom. Or we say that even though it's the Derech HaElom, and it's aiming the dam to be eating, that wound to be made. So the Derech HaTeva, so the melee is still a told of the Derech HaElom. Now, the Ritva Shite is that even according to the Maskone of the Gemara, that it's Habure Merda, so it's only a Meloche of Midrabon, but not Midraise. Why not Midraise Monefsha? If it's entirely Mitzies, so either the Mitzies is that you don't cause a wound, or the Mitzies is you do cause a wound. So, how is the Shaykh to say? Midraise, it's not Habur. The answer is, the Shaila is not the Shaila Mitzias. The Mitzias is that through the Bilas Mitzvah, so he removes
He detaches a certain membrane. But the shayla is without the deen. It's considered a habure, or a tov of Nitras Nishome, or it's not considered as a habure of tov of Nitras Nishome. So even though in Maskona of Gemara it's habure me'arba, but it only involves an Isar Rabbonon, and it doesn't involve an Isar Rais. That's the Mitrashi. And that's a Chiddush. Now, but let's see now how Tesis explains the Gemara. Now let's see the Tesis. Wie meint sie mit euch auf Potter, die Feier ist mir schrotzen, mit mir aber die Rabschimen, die Zau, die Bank, die Rabame, die Meisi, die Dank, mit Ketpoki, und mit Damu Zorich, und mit Pesach, war die Hoche aus der Schuhe und die Rabschimen. Da hat die Hoche sich mit dem Kupo, die Hoche vor euch, die Mappi Schmuse, die Heiche, die Meisi mit euch auf Potter. Wie kann man um die Potter und Mutter, die Dinge mit Zorich und Pesach, aber dann die Schoffe, die Hoche sich mit dem Kupo. Potter aber auch sehr, wie du sie schon, wenn ich um Zah, wo ich lange mich um nichts habe und nicht schreit. So that way, Tesis doesn't explain Rabbanes Kashi in the same way as Rashi. From Rashi, even though Rashi itself is not very explicit, but it's much more like that. Because Rashi says, the high name of Eitzi Damu. So it's much more from Rashi's chart that the Kashi of Rabbanes is based upon the fact that in the case of Mabis Musa and Shabbos, when he squeezes out the pus, so together with the squeezing out of the pus, there is also Tzadah. And usually it is like that. When you squeeze out pus from a market, so the dam will also come out. But somebody is a big bookie, so he knows how to squeeze out the pus without squeezing out the dam. But it involves the squeezing out of that. So this is Rashi's pshat. But from Tesis it's much more that the Mabis Mose, there is no Itrazda. So then the question is, so what's the equation between Mabis Mose and Bilas Mitzvah? Mabis Mose involves a Shaila with the Meloche of Pesach, of Binyan of Pesach. And Bilas Mitzvah involves a problem with the Meloche of Habure. So Tesis says, Rabbame assumed that Damsulim is Mifke Poki. Damsulim is Mifke Poki. If Damsulim is Mifke Poki, so it doesn't involve any law of Habure. But what problem does Bilas Mitzvah involve? It involves the problem of Pesach. Of Pesach. Because even if we say that not with Pesach with Zorich, not with Pesach with Zorich, that Ladner's Atzmi with Zorich, but Mimela in Pesach is formed. Mimela in Pesach is formed. So Mimela it involves a Meloche, a Meloche of Binyan. So Rabbanus Kashi is, against that Mandom Haru says, that Bilas Mitzvah is also. Why is Bilas Mitzvah also here? And Rabbanus assumes that the reason why Mandom Haru says Bilas Mitzvah is also here is not because Damsulim is Merda, Chabura Merda. But because it's true that it's Mifket Poki, but he makes it Pesach. So it's also on the basis of the Meloch of Binyan. So the same problem we have in Matis Murse. Matis Murse, the Shabbos, he also makes it Pesach Lachis Reitzi. Still it is Muta. Still it is Muta. Why? Because it's Meloch of Shin Yitzri Chalubufo. So here too, since Damsulim is Mifket Poki, so there is no Meloch of Chabure. And what kind of Meloch is there? The Meloche of Pesach. But it's a Meloche of Shein Yitzricho. Ligufo, Yitzlanu es Hatzmi Yitzorich. Yitzlanu es Hatzmi Yitzorich. So Mimele, it's a Meloche of Shein Yitzricho. Ligufo. So just as Matis Musa Lehitzim and Leicho is Potea, so because of Meloche of Shein Yitzricho Ligufo, so Bilas Mitzvah, that involves the Damsulim, which is Mitzvah Poki. So there is no Meloche of Chabure. There is only Meloche of Pesach. But it's Meloch HaShem Yitzrich on the Gufo, because Lanu is Hatzmi Yitzor, so it should also be Muta. But the question is, one second, the question is, Bishloim over there, so there is more Kibitzah, so the Chachomim or Matia, Meloch HaShem Yitzrich on the Gufo, be more Kibitzah. But here, it's not more Kibitzah, it's a question of Mitzvah. So, at first, the first question in Tesis is, the Kibitzah, the Reich, the Loha, the Kibitzah, the Mabismus, Sicherich, du reizt mir noch ein Potter. Wie kann man die Potter und Mutter? Kiegen wir die Zorg mit Pesach, aber gab die Schor mir auch, ich nicht sicher, wie gut wohl die Potter aber los hat. Wie muss ich Schor und mich im Zahn? Hoch ein Name mich im Zahn und mich. Wenn die das Samt die Gäste, wenn die Fülle Scharin und mich im Zahn, die Fülle Scharin und mich im Zahn, die die Fülle Scharin und Tam, die Fülle Scharin, die auch ein Vater, die haben sich Fülle und im Pesach, die haben mich im Zahn und los hat. Aber da wir wieder Israel nicht stehen, aber da du hättest auch, ich bin mal zu verstehen, das ist. So that's the second motion. But the first motion is that the reason is why Rabame is that Bilas Nidzeh should be Mutter is because it's Melocha Shem Tzvich HaLegufo. Melocha Shem Tzvich HaLegufo. So just as Melocha Shem Tzvich HaLegufo is Mutter be Mokim Tzare, so we should be Mutter if we shall not be Mokim Tzare, but Mokim Mitzvah. And that's very difficult. Because how can there be one Lashon in Teisves that Melocha Shem Yitzchik HaLegufo in Melocha Yeralise should be Muter? I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Mokim Yitzchik. Because we see the Rambam says, and the Rambam has a riot from the Gemara in Shabbos. Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that if there is a mess in the Talmud, and there is a Bizoin, there is a Bizoin Amisim, there is a Bizoin Achayim, if we let the mess lie in the street, in the townless, so in Mele, it's mutter to be made to see the mess from the townless, on Shabbos. Because townless, it's only townless, is on what they have on, and the Kovid Abriyas is there. Whether it's the Kovid Abriyas of the mess, as most Rishayim say, or it's the Kovid Abriyas of the Chayim, the living, who are Nisbaze, because the mess is Nisra. Like the Rambam says, don't make any difference, but because of Kovid Abriyas, so it's mutter to carry a mess in the camp. So from Banas de Kashe, here the Gemara says that in the camp it's mutter to be carrying the mess. Because to prevent the mishach of the mess. Mishach of that mess. But the Rishis Rabin, the Gemara says in so many words, it's also. But Rav Shimon says that Amitz is a mess, Rishis Rabin is also potter. He doesn't, he's not the Kuyul Hatos. Because it's in Melocha Shem Tzvich HaLegufo. So it's only also in the Rabbanon. Now, Kovid Abriyas is there, he heard when he said Rabbanon. So the Ramban deduces from this Gemara in the Matzniya, which says in so many words, which implies in so many words, that only Mes the Kavlas is Mutam Kovid Abriyas to be made clean. But from the Kavlas, but the Rishis Rabin, it's also a Hidma with the Rav Shimon. Even though it doesn't involve the Melocha Ra'isi in the Rishis Rabin. So the Ramban deduces from this Gemara, that even though Kovid Abriyas is there every Yisrael Rabbanon, but the Melocha Shem Yitzchik HaLegufo, even Alim the Rav Shimon, that it's only Yosef the Rabbanon, is Mocham. So, every Yisrael Rabbanon, Kovid Abriyas is there, except the Yisrael Rabbanon of Melocha Shem Yitzchik HaLegufo, Alim the Rav Shimon. Why? Because the same act, the same Maaseh, under other circumstances, would be a Melocha Ra'isa. So, even though under these circumstances, it's not in Melocha Ra'isa, because under the present circumstances, he is not interested in having the mess, but he just wants to get rid of the mess, to remove the mess from the Rishis Rabin, to relieve the mess from the Yisrach, from lying in an undignified way, or the Chayim from Bizoyim. So, but since the same act of Bizoyim, under other circumstances, would be a Nisa Ra'isa. So even under the circumstances where it constitutes only a Nisa Rabbanon, so Kovid Abriyas is not there. So what point, what nikudah do we see from this Ramban? That the Nisa Rabbanon of Melocha Shem Yitzchik HaLegufo is more homo than all other Rabbanons. Now, it's a double pashut that one is not allowed to carry any kamel as the Mokim Mitzvah. Will anybody say that it's mutter to carry the Talmud as Mokim Yitzchak? Many of the Shem say that if there's no Sefer Torah in Yeshua, so we can tell a goy to carry the Sefer Torah in the Talmud. But Amirah Lenochri in Yeshua sees mutter to Mokim Yitzchak. Most of the Shem say that. And we pass it like that. Shkono also passed it like that. So it's only Amirah Lenochri to carry the Sefer Torah in the Talmud. But that the Yisrael himself should be allowed to carry a Sefer Torah in the Kamles in order to be Mizakeh the Rabbi, to be Rabbi with the Mitzvah of Sefer Torah, may one wish a man to look at it. So it's a double portion that one is not allowed to be a Yisrael Rabbanon of carrying in the Kamles. Bimokimitze, so is Nefikal Ochimer of Vladimir, that if the Yisad Rabbon of Kamas, that Kogadriya sees there, still Bimokimitze. So it's not new there, Kamo Vichamo Melocho Shemitze from the Gufo, that Kogadriya is not there. So the Yisad Rabbon of Kamas from the Gufo is more homo than the Yisad Rabbon of Kamas in the Kamas. So if Mokimitze is not there, it's not in Matia. And the Yisad Rabbon of Kamas, how could it be in Matia? And the Yisad Rabbon of Lachash Yitzchel Gufo, unless we are going to say the cases is Chelik and Ramban, and cases will say, Enoch and Ame, that according to Rav Shimon, that Lachash Yitzchel Gufo is Potea, so we may well it's Mutea to carry out a mess in the Rishis Rabbin, the Kovid Adriyas, and when the Gemara says in Perek HaMatzliya, that only, it's only Mutea to carry out a mess in the Kamres, it's not Rishis Rabbin, because that Gemara accords with Rav Yude, not with Rav Shimon. It's not mentioned by any vision that he should say a thing like that. It's not mentioned by anyone. I didn't see it. So it's established that what Rambam says is in accordance with the Shita of all the Rishim. So, in other words, so what does it mean? That the Yisad Rabbono of Meloch Hashem Yitzchel Gufo is more homo than any other Yisad Rabbono. So how can Teisve say in one Loshin that the Kashi of Rabbane was since we are Mati, Matis Murs and Shabbos. Why? Because it involves the Lochah Shenitzrich Legufo. So Bimokim Tzari is Mutea, so Bimokim Mitzre, Bilas Mitzre. So, since it's Dam Milket Poki, so, but there is, it involves the Lochah of Pesach, but it's the Lochah Shenitzrich Legufo, so Bimokim Mitzre should also be Mutea. How can it be? So, if you remember what Howard explained, the Teisve Shittah, when Teisve says, they tine, the whole heart, the heart is a tine like the rain, the kulom tor, mashma hoche, the rubon, pkin behatoi. Mashma hoche, the rubon, pkin behatoi. So I mentioned the raya from this basis, I mentioned the machleke, the taz, and the lehia, about the tzikreche, so, and then I mentioned the Mishne Brure, so the Rabbi's Raya from the Mordechai, so I said that by applying a certain Raya, so that there is no Raya from the Mordechai negative the Tashite, because the Taz deals with Shabbos, and there is an extra thing by Shabbos of Melaches Machsheves, which Raya says implies a din of Yediyah. So male suffix creation, so the element of Yediyah is lacking. Mashinkin collateral kule. So there is no aloha of Melaches Machsheves. So only the general din of the Mashin is having, which involves a din of kavone. So male, when do we say it's not mishaving if the suffix is nosi? He walks and dress on Shabbos. Or in nosi, he straightens out his hair with his fingers. So sometimes he tears out hair, sometimes he doesn't tear out hair. So the suffix is in the osi. So maybe it's not considered mishaving. But where the suffix is in Ova, whether in that kele, Boso was Nisbashel, in that path, Boso was Nisbashel, or Boso was not Nisbashel, and we don't know. So if Boso was Nisbashel, or Holof was Nisbashel before, and now the Akum is Nisbashel, Boso, so Menele, by being treated with the Holy, he in effect is Mivashel Boso the Holo. So the Sophic is in the Ova, or in the Heve. So Menele, we cannot say, if Lapishmai is Galye, that Holo was Mivashel before, half an hour before. So Menele, he is mishaving to do something that necessarily involves the Bishop of Boso the Holo. So it's only a Sophic. So it's great, but it's not considered in the Mishavet. Masha'inkin Gabi Shabbos, where you don't know whether there's Zvubim at the bottom of the box or not. So even if Rabbi Shmaya is Galia, the Az was in, but when he closes the door of the box, he doesn't know it's not coupled to the element of Yediyah. He's not aware of the fact that the Az was in, even if objectively the Az was in, but he is not cognizant of it. So merely it's not in Rakhat Mashav. So Rakhat Mashav. That's what I said. But then the Mishneh Berurah mentions a very strong value from the Ramban in Muhammad's Imperial Kiro, in Kapitziru. So from that Ramban it's mashma, that even from the point of view of Dokshin is having collateral kure. So if the suffix is in Ova, if the suffix is in Ova, so it's still considered Dokshin is having. Not after the suffix is nothing. In other words, the Ramban says, Ligabe, let's say, emptying out the boiling water from a pot and then to fill it up, to pour in, to fill it up with cold water. So it's muta, because the same is having. The question is, what it involves in Lachas Siru? Because that's the way Lachas Siru was done. First of all, the piece of metal was heated to a certain temperature, and then it was dumped in cold water. So the Ramban says, so it's a psikhaishe. So the Ramban says, since we do not know whether it is the first time that it is Nitzra, but maybe there is a possibility that some time ago, a week ago, so somebody was already Nitzra that time. So Mele, since even though it's possible that it was not as yet Nitzra before, so Mele is a Dorosh in Nitzra. And here the subject is Nova, and still the Ramban says it's Mutra with the Rabshime. So he is not basing it upon the peculiar halacha of Melechus Machshavet, but upon the general thing. So that's the raya by the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very strong raya. That the Ramban sheet is the suffix tikreishe is mutar in kol ha-terekot. So in other words, so there is a machlekel between the Mordechai and the Ramban, as whether suffix tikreishe is mutar in kol ha-terekule or not. Is Buddha and Kolatere Kulana. Now, Gabi Shabbos, so even according to Mordechai. But it's not also in the Raisa because the element of Yidi is like it. But if we accept the Shita of the Mordechai, that in Kolatere Kulana, subject situation is considered Mishabe, so the Mele, even by Shabbos, it will be also in the Rabbon. Because it's Ligora, then Domoshin Mishabe and Shabbos are with the Rabbide. So even though in Kolatere Kulana, but by Shabbos is water because not like Machshavos. So Mele according to Rabbi Yehuda, even by Shabbos or some Rabbanon. So Mele subject situation according to the Mordechai Shite in the Melacha D'Raiseh should be also the Rabbanon even by Shabbos. That's what it says. So we mentioned that they says this since they says V'chol chad v'chad misakkinu l'birot V'kulam mitorim, mashmohoche the rubam kim batoi. And this shite is not like the shite of the Ramban and the Rashbo. That kim hei only means that to most people, so biladar hatoyim sometimes is done. But this shite is kim hei that a person could be mechavim to be biladar hatoyim. Successful, in other words. So this says, since Reptinian, the whole had the had is at Kinoe, the raw, the Kulamutorin, Mashmohoche, the Rubam Kim, Batoye. So it's not the Pshat on the basis of the Birotho. Because if it had been on the basis of the Birotho, so Tesis shouldn't say the whole had the had is at Kinoe, the raw. Tesis should say, Babuna Motor! The answer is, no, we cannot apply. We cannot apply the Birotho. Why couldn't we apply the Birotho? So it's possible that even with the Raisin we couldn't apply the Bureau of Law. Why couldn't we apply it with the Raisin? Because the Gemara in Chira says that Rov Hatol B'Maiseh, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, but many of the Shein Pasti, like that from the Omar in Chira, that Rov Hatol B'Maiseh is not Rov. And here, Rov Pimei, but it requires a certain Maiseh to do the bill in a certain way. So the Mele, it's Rov Hatol B'Maiseh. So the Mele, we cannot rely and the bureau of God, just because Rob is kinei. So when Teisa says behold had we had misatkinolei behold, so it means some mele it's a davashin mischabe. It's a davashin mischabe. But this is a suffix tikreishe. So doesn't it seem from this basis that suffix tikreishe is muta? That suffix tikreishe is muta. And in other words, like the sheet of the Ramban. Like the sheet of the Ramban. So the Mele, the Pshat in this basis, when he said, the time alone, Lohoche Porek Mimapis Mus, Yehei Chedreitzim and Lohoche Potter. The time alone, the Potter of Mutter. Kim Vinitzor of Ripesa, Apo Gav Vishom Lohoche Shem Tzlich Lugufo. איז קוטר אבלוס, בי מוסה שורם משום צער, הוכה למה, משום מצווה, הבלום במישראל. הבלום במישראל. So, the question is, how can we equate משום מצווה וצער? After all, מלוכה של צריך לבוא פה, איז מוחמות, and all other שרוסים. And even Kavadabrius is not Deiche. So since Mitzvah is not Deiche, the Yisr of Kamles, it certainly couldn't be Deiche. The Yisr of Lucha Shem Tzrich HaLgupo, which is Mochomo, than the Shavuos of Kamles. But if we say here, because here it's of Kim, true, but there are many who are not Kim. So Teisa says, Today he says, the whole Chad is acting on the whole people on the Torah. Majma Roche, the Rubam Ptim Batoy. So that's the Mandona who says that Bilach Mitzvah is Muta. So it's Muta on the basis of Sophic situation. Mashenke, the Mandona, who says that Bilach Mitzvah is Osea. So he'll say that Sophic situation, is Osea. But Sophic situation is Osea can only be and from the point of view of Domashim Mishraf. So there we can discuss. So we can say, Sophic Psychration is Mutea, even on the basis of Domashim Mishraf, there's the Shita of the Ramban and the Chameis, or we can say that from the point of view of Domashim Mishraf, so when we say that when there is a Sophic, so it's considered to be Mishraf, only when the Sophic is in regard to the future. But if the Sophic is in regard to the Hever or to the Ova, so then it's not considered Doroshim Mishraf. But from the point of view of Lachat Machshemes, so as Reb Chaim says, that Lachat Machshemes implies that it's only Meloche Deraise. If the person at the time when he does the Meloche is fully aware that he's doing the Meloche, but if he has a Sophic, so true the Sophic is in the Ova, in the Hever. It doesn't make any difference. The element of Yidi is like this. But if it's on the basis of Melechus Machsheves, so then it should still be Osa. It should still be Osa. Midrabon. Some in Mele, Midrabon, like every other Melechus Machsheves. That is a Melechus Shein of Machsheves. Is also Midrabon. Like Doroshin Mishavim in Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yudin. So, in Kolat Erekul is higher, but by Shabbos is not higher, but with Rabbanon is also. So, here too, if Sophic Figuration is only Mutter because of Melechus Machsheves, some Mele it will be also with Rabbanon the Kolatah. So, this is what this is first portion is saying. After God, the Shom Lokshin Tzkul Gufo is for the Rabbanon also. Why? Because it only involves in the Lachad Rabbonon, Ochename, Mishum Mitzvah, Havelon in Mishveh. So since it is in the Lachad Shetzer Chalugufo, and in addition it is Sophic Secretion, so in Melee it's considered, like a melocha. So it's considered like a psikreishe. So even if we say that psikreishe is osea, Sophic psikreishe is osea, but in this case, it's a Sophic psikreishe melocha shen itzrich l'gufo. So it's a Sophic psikreishe in Lechet Rabon. It's not in Lechet Rabon. So this is what Teisa says. Just as we are matter, Milocha Shein Yitzricha Ligufo, Bimokim Tzare, why? Because it's only Osam Rabbonon, so Mele in this case, where there is a Sophic Tzikreishe, and in the Milocha Shein Yitzricha Ligufo, so we should be matter, Sophic Tzikreishe, in Milocha Shein Yitzricha Ligufo, so true Sophic Tzikreishe is also, but Sophic Tzikreishe, in Milocha Rabbonon, because in Milocha Shein Yitzricha Ligufo, should be Muta Bimokim Mitzvah. That's the first question. They need a few sharinah. Mishim tzare prim, mishim mitzre, kini pirish hametam niil, pol shafir. Diokhe vada, and the other tzikrei, shem yin pesach. Yilav mishim tzare, hoyoseh, אבל גם הביאו איסלאמיש, איסלאמיש ואתה גם לקצר. כיוון לו אחד הפסיקרי של איום פסח, כיוון לי אפשר למצוא דם ולעשי הספסח, כדי מוכחויל ומשנה פוקט פוקט מיוקה, וסובה דם חבור המרבה. So he says, the second version says that even if we say that Melocha Mitzvah, Melocha Shemitzvah Al Gufo, Melocha Shemitzvah Al Gufo, so he's Osea, he's Osea, Melocha Mitzvah, Melocha Shemitzvah Al Gufo, he's Osea Melocha Mitzvah, but here, since it is of expectation, so it should be considered as Doloshim Mitzvah, and even without Moki Mitzvah. So it should be put there because of sophistication. Sophistication. That's the second logic. On Mishane, Hoche Kokin Ruyoka, because of Adam, Chabure Merber, Gam Chabure Merber, so Mimele, if it's done, Chabure Merber, and he says, so Mimele, it's also because it's not the meloche of binyan, but it's the meloche of chabula. So he says, "Who are doing that? What are you showing? You will pay that also." So the male, he is not misraving to the law of being. And with the mind of Kamal, the Lidan Tzor is Mishana. So the more austerity is that it's Lidan Tzor. So the male, we cannot be moderate on the basis of Doroshim misraving, and because of its creation is Mutter, because Lidan Tzor is, so it's considered misraving moment. Vitenge, do Shmuel bin Loche Shem Yitzchikul in Gufa Sobel et Rav Yudhe, ki da Amrim am Tzeh Melech Noki, ufeh Kla Tode, vei bin Loche Shem Yitzchav in Mishon Rav Shimen, hadu na Akshire, viloi bin Loche Shem Yitzchikul in Gufa, ki di Gerei Pkidi, viloi Hadet Tzikhez. All right, now, there is one Kashe by Rav Kivelia in the Kedusha. Rav Kivelia Eske Kashe, ki Eske Kashe on the Teisves here. Teisves says here, Davo. So Teisve says that Matis Mose is considered situation in Yichtesa. So he says, the Al-Pirish Oro Koshen, Yitam Tesh, Yilish Hotzim, HaMatis Mose Mishadres, in Vasis Lopechaye, in Yitzim Yachta Potter, Vidafte Mishmitzare, Potter Muta. Abo Rav Mishmitzare, so the Mose says, is also. Abo Gav, the Yichalim Yitzeklal, the Yichalim here means, the Yichtesle, the Yichtesle. So Teisve says, Agaburche, that Matis Mursin is considered Doloshim Mitzchavim. As a matter of fact, the Oroch himself says that Matis Mursin is Mutter because it is Doloshim Mitzchavim, and even though it's expression of Yichus. Now, so as far as Teisve's Kashi against the Oroch is concerned, so Rav Chaim's Teretz is a good Teretz, because true, the Gemara says, Dach of Zion, that the business why Matis Mursi is Mutter is because we should Tzare. But if not for the element of Tzare, Matis Mursi would be awesome. Why? Because who says that? Rav says. Now Rav passes like Rav Yudeh that Domshin Mishavei is also an Vlaterekole. And Mishavei is Vlaterekole. But by Shabbos, it's only awesome in Rabbonot, because it's not Melechus Machsheves. But Rav at the same time, Paskins like Rav Shimon, the Rosh and Tzvi Lugu for his father. So the male, Rav Mishitos, who Paskins like Rav Yudin for Atari Kule, the Domashim Yishavim, Yishayim for Atari Kule, but by Shabbos, it is Mutam and Raite. Why? Because it's not in Lachis Machsheves, so when is it Mutam and Raite? Because it's not in Lachis Machsheves, if there is no psychiatry altogether. let's say walking on grass on Shabbos. So the element of Yidi is lacking. Mashiach in the case where there is a tzikreshe, even though it's a tzikreshe of Yidi Israel, so then the element of Yidi is not lacking. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yidomash and Yishavan is highly platekule, so, but by Shabbos it's put there only when there is no tzikreshe. But if there is a tzikreshe, even though it's a tzikreshe of Yidi Israel, so then by Shabbos it will also be high. They're also the higher. So mainly, the Rav is forced to explain this deal of Mappis Muroset, only because Mokitzare. Because if not for the fact that it's Mokitzare, since Rav passed things like Rav Yude, Dorashim is Rav is Chayim. And by Shabbos he's put there only if there is no Tzikreshe. But if there is a Tzikreshe, even though there is a Tzikreshe on Yirpashai, so the element of Yidi is not lacking, so it should be higher. So why is it Mutter? Only because Rav also passed it like Rav Shimon. Lovshin's the Lufa is Potter. So since Lovshin's the Lufa is Potter, so only because of Tzar it's Mutter. But without Tzar, it's Isosa. Mashiach Kinder Rambam, who passed it like Shmuel. And Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda in the Lovashin is really good for Yisrael. But he passes like Rabbi Shimon for Atere Kule, the Lovashin is having his mutter, so then we don't have to resort to Tzad. So that is an answer, and this is Kashi against God. Now, but Rabbi Yehuda arrests another Kashi. He asks the Kashi. He says, how can the Oruch, and how can Tzitzis and Psudes say that Matis Mose is Dovashim is Havei, but the reason is why it's all.